The fifth stop on our tour today represents a multifunctional work of architecture. This recently renovated structure was originally constructed in 1950, housing J.C. Fairley's radio and television repair business and the Negro Masonic Lodge No. 115. The building also served as the headquarters of the Hattiesburg Ministers Union, where local African American ministers helped organize the pastors taking a lead in the civil rights movement. The organization oversaw the arrival, lodging, meals, showers, and civil rights activities of hundreds of Protestant pastors and Jewish rabbis from across the country. It later joined the Delta Ministry. Hattiesburg native Raylani Branch shares some of her memories of the Masonic Lodge.
I was born here in Hattiesburg on Whitney Street, about three blocks from the Masonic Temple. It was a building that was shrouded in secrets of what it means to be a Mason. That was a key building for people who came here. They registered there. We kept up with them. They knew to call if something happened to someone. Everyone had a time to call. If they didn't call, then we knew something was wrong. We knew they were dead, like the three boys in Philadelphia. That was the organizational hub in the very beginning. The NAACP met there, so we had to have stakeouts and lookouts, people to watch to see if the Klan was going to come. I'm so proud to see that it was being renovated. It has so many memories right back to the very first time I went into Mr. Fairley's side with the NAACP to today, where I can say, oh, they're renovating that building. I'm so happy.